Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, party affiliates?
Republican.
And thinking, what is your main racial background? Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, Hispanic, African American or black?
Caucasian.
Thinking, what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
The next to the last one, under 65. 63 is my age.
Thank you. In general speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track, big time.
And from the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Climate and environment.
Hang on. The governor or the government?
The governor.
Governor, okay.
The governor.
Yeah. Okay.
Climate and environment, access and the cost of healthcare, local growth and development, kindergarten to 12 education, housing and proper insurance costs, taxes, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, the economy and jobs, abortion, crime and public safety, or illegal immigration.
How many am I allowed to choose? Just one?
Yes, the most important.
I would say housing insurance. I think that was one you said in there.
Thank
right?
you. Yes. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best described how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Leans likely to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Or leans likely to the Republican candidate.
Leaning slightly to the Republican candidate.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Disapprove.
You strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
Approve.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve. He's gotten worse since I moved here. But I still approve him.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Mike Caruso?
Mike Caruso. I haven't heard of
favorables.
Him. I haven't heard of him.
Kamala Harris?
What are the options, again, the first two, approve or disapprove?
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And Sienna Osta?
Never heard of her.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Trump. Because there's not a none of the above option, right? So.
No. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
Honestly, I'm not familiar with either one of them, so I would vote party Republican, but I need to I don't know about either one of them.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards then? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sean Alice, the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump? Trump.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrats, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually vote Republicans.
Again, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
We'll say somewhat.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. What is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim or Islamic, agnostic, or atheist or non-believer?
Is Christian in there somewhere?
No. Yeah.
What were the first two options again?
Protestant or Catholic?
Protestant.
Excellent. Thank you, Sid. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. Appreciate your opinions.
Good luck.
Thank you.